Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Ronnie. Well, we're, of course, on BBS Radio, and they have been evacuating and have huge fires there in Paradise, where the station is. We've just been talking to people, and it's quite an interesting summer. Lots going on, people. So tonight's show, Avoiding Addictive Load, Dense and Heavy Emotions During These Turbulent Times. And I can tell you, it is the ultimate challenge. And, of course, the team, in all their glory, made certain that I hit frustration after frustration trying to get this show done and just get my notes done. Then it's not one, absolutely positively, not one of my cartridges worked in my printer.
Well, this is the old ad lib time.
Oh, no, actually, we finally got it. I printed it in a different guy. It just, when I realized what was going on, I started laughing, and I said, you know, this is really scary. And as I said, my son said, Mom, if people could see the pre-show, no one would tune in. So,
Well, I thought we were going to do channeling improv.
Yeah, well, that may end up happening. That may be all I got tonight.
Well, the team's pretty entertaining, so I think probably.
Anyway, tonight we're going to discuss again the addictive and heavy emotions that lock us into the collective mass grid matrix of fear, anger, guilt, worry, frustration, which I've been doing, and a feeling of powerlessness, which holds the evolution of our planet in a lockdown. Now, this part of this is a quote from Morning Messages, and for all of you, it's morningmessages.com, and I have to tell you, the information that comes through is just like talking to the team. It's just fabulous, and I was fascinated when they hit the whole addictive thing, so I'm gonna read that, because it's a absolutely stellar piece, and it sure is appropriate for, you know, we've got all these fires in California and, you know, different kinds of weather patterns going on all over, and politically everything is askew, as Lewis Back would say. Financially, of course, our financial markets are looking crazy, and, you know, people are thinking twice about traveling with the price of gas. And so I have a neighbor who has like 3 motorcycles, and every morning when he leaves work, I'm thinking, smart man.
Have you got one?
No, darling. No, I will have a skateboard before I have a motorcycle. Show dedication tonight is to California and the earth in California. Mm-hmm. All the people, the animals, the trees that have lost their lives and habitats from the devastating fires that are continuing to rage. And I certainly want to collectively offer our energies and support and healing and to the quick extinguishing of all these fires.
We were at a gathering when we were in California, and a woman arrived late for the workshop, and she had just moved all her llamas and her animals to a friend's farm and was evacuating like mad. And she said she got pretty teary. She said it was horrendous. She was trying to do community work in the middle of it.
Oh, bless her heart.
Really brought it home to us all, you know.
Yeah, it is a devastating thing. You know, where I live, we're getting all the smoke and weather patterns because of all the fires. And so our weather here in Las Vegas is totally different than it is normally. It's very, very humid and very smoky and not very pleasant. And we will have an electrical storm in the middle of the show tonight. So if you lose me, Veronica has promised to do some form of improv.
And I want to add one thing to your, going back to your dedication.
Yes.
Is several people kept pointing out how the wild animals were burned out from the upper, more remote regions down in the area around Santa Cruz. And because it was the second fire, they were really being, like, burned alive in the lower one. So there were many, many wild animals burning out.
Well, this is there's just so much loss of life and habitats. That's what the team was saying when I did the dedication. And it just...
It's heartbreaking, yes.
It is incredibly heartbreaking. And, you know, we're going to see a lot of changes on our planet. We need to get very, very strong and be very focused about where we put our energies right now.
Mm-hmm.
And know that we can make a difference, and we can.
Yes.
I want to read this piece from Morning Messages because it's just, it says so much of what we've been talking about, what the team has been talking about. We want to remind you of the importance of maintaining the emotions of joy, gratitude, and appreciation. Now, those are hard right now with all that's going on. I know this. These are challenging times upon your planet, and as an agent of change, a being of light, you and all others will be most effective in bringing about transformation and change by holding a clear, pure vibration of joy, gratitude, and appreciation. And, you know, before I go on, one of the problems I see with is that people feel guilty about being in joy and even gratitude when there's so much going on the planet. But it's imperative that we do this. It's important for your well-being, your health, and your ability to connect with your divine essence. It's important to recognize when you are vibrating at a low, dense, heavy emotion of fear, anger, sadness, frustration, and worry. In order to shift that reality as quick as possible, it is important for you to make this shift in each moment. Remember, when you are operating at the frequency of these low, dense emotions, you are automatically plugged into the mass consciousness grid that matches these feelings. And, you know, I can tell you this has been a real roller coaster week because I've had some personal things going on with my dogs and so on. And it's absolutely true. The moment I would let my emotions come in and go into any fear around my dogs, I could feel the density and the heaviness, and it was like sloshing through mud. And I would have to pull myself back up again and out of this density and the collective, because it just, it'll come at you like crazy from every direction. When you allow your emotions to match the mass consciousness grid, you can easily be discouraged and swept away with a sense of being overwhelmed when vibrating at these low frequencies. And that sense of overwhelm, I've been talking to a lot of people who are moving in and out of that. These dense emotions are the most familiar to you and the easiest to fall into. They are the most prevalent vibrations on Earth. There's an addictive nature to these emotions, and this is when I read this, I was just like, oh, thank heaven they're getting it. There's an addictive nature to these emotions. The body brain recognizes the chemical reaction within, and this triggers old mental programs, old past experiences and hurts. Every aspect of your system becomes engaged with all defensives activated. You are on automatic, easily manipulated by current events. You are linked to the mass grid matrix of fear, anger, guilt, worry, frustration, and a feeling of powerlessness. These emotions are holding the evolution of your planet in a lockdown. There are those invested in keeping mass consciousness in these easily manipulated states of emotions. And we're seeing this one at every turn. I mean, turn on your television, and almost every other commercial is about some, especially in the morning when I get ready, about some drug that has been dispensed to people that was either given in error or has been recalled, and people are going to die. And, you know, I mean, and it's just one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. There's a lot of information that the fires that were started in California. In fact, Messages from Matthew talked to his mother about the fact that there were technologies used to start a lot of those fires. In this game of evolution, this game of transformation, the most valuable skill is the mastery of evoking, sustaining, and maintaining high emotional vibrations of joy, gratitude, and appreciation, as well as love. They are your power. Find and focus on the smallest things in your life that you can appreciate and express your gratitude for. With all the energies that are flying around and all that is happening in the world, with all the energies that are flying around and all that's happening in the world, our countries, our cities, our towns, global economies, political landscape, you know, not dropping into these energies of fear and anger, guilt, worry, frustration, etc., is next to impossible, but it's also never been more important. And that's, again, like I said, the team just messed with me all over the place as I was trying to get this prepared, just to see how frustrated I could get. You folks can't see my hair standing on end.
I can see it.
Oh, thank you. And, of course, the key is to stay in the now moment. I mean, it is really, I've never, you know, for those of you who read Eckhart Tolle's book, you know, The Power of Now, pull it off the shelf and reread it, or buy the, you know, the CDs and stick them in your car. Because this is, it's imperative. If we look beyond the now moment right now, unless you're working with your future self, and I would say those are the two key things, staying in the now moment and working with your future self. And I did a session today, and the team was really emphasizing this with somebody. And mainly because we have to really retrain ourselves and remind ourselves constantly. This week, my dogs had to have their being spayed and neutered, and they had, you know, extra. They're small breeds, so they had extra teeth that all had to be pulled. And of course, you know, Merlin's little testicle didn't descend, and he had this little hernia thing. And even though it had healed, the vet didn't, you know, wanted to, you know, repair the wall. And so I'm a wreck, you know. Majik is 4 pounds, he's 5 pounds, and honest to God, you'd think that they were operating on my firstborn child.
How are they feeling now?
Well, just before the show, we had a poop emergency because, you know, with all the medication that they've had, poor little Majik isn't able to, so we had to bathe her, you know, as I'm trying to print out my notes. But they're going to do better. They're getting there. And of course, I knew the team was there to assist and so on, but it still triggered the lower, denser emotions for me. And I could feel it. Absolutely could feel it. And as soon as I drop into those, my whole day goes askew. And you could hear it in my voice tonight, Veronica, when you called earlier.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm just totally, I'm not, you know, not centered, not focused. I always am when I do my sessions. But when I'm trying to accomplish other things and I'm worried about the baby's one, I'm a mess. The other thing is you can feel how fast your energy drops as soon as you drop into any of these. And the longer you stay there, the more difficult it is to get out, because you are locked into that collective. And as soon as you drop in and really hook into that collective, it will start coming at you from every turn. People will call you. Crazy things will happen. You'll start noticing things. You know, my poor knees are all banged up from banging into the sliding glass door. And believe me, that's not an easy thing to do. But I find myself then popping out of my body, being very ungrounded and very unfocused. That's why I'm very regimented with my life, you know, very, you know, I do certain things at certain times every day to stay grounded and to stay in the stream of consciousness that I prefer to be in. So I'm being vulnerable, folks. I'm sharing with you that, yes, I can get frustrated. And the other thing that really drops us in there, and this is coming up for a lot of people, with the energies that have been coming in, and man, if they've been coming in, we've been talking about them every week, people are manifesting a lot of physiological symptoms that are scaring the hell out of them. And I've had two different people with digestive problems, both of whom, one already had her colonoscopy, the other one, she went in and had the symptoms of a major problem with passing blood. As it turned out, she had a little, what do you call those things, Veronica?
Polyp?
No, the hemorrhoid. And not anything massive. It was an old one. And but it was not, you know, coming from the intestinal tract. And but she called before she went. She was very concerned. And of course called when she got back and was very relieved. She's still going to have a colonoscopy. But I had another woman write me who was convinced that she and her cat were going to cross over because she her blood pressure had run up to 200 over something and then dropped back down to 86 over something. And these, and I wrote her back and said, yes, I have this all the time. I promise you're not crossing over right now. And I wasn't, believe me, I wasn't laughing at her because I love this person. But, you know, I wanted to be, I really encourage people to know that even though things feel incredibly difficult right now, energetically, that they really are going to be okay. And we can manifest in a matter of a week a number of symptoms that look or feel very frightening, and it's real easy to jump into the fear, especially with physical things. But with these energies that are coming in, people are being rewired. People, you are being rewired. And from headaches to blurred vision, or periodic blurred vision, to everything, also as we're moving through the ascension, many people are very empathic. And they're finding that they are becoming even more empathic, picking up not only people's physical symptoms, but manifesting in their physical body. Like for me, if I'm around somebody who carries a lot of lineage, my kidneys will start aching right away. And I don't think you do that stuff. Do you, Veronica, or do you?
Oh, yes, I do, quite a bit.
Do you?
Yes. But can I tell a funny little one?
Oh, please.
Which is like a manifestation that had a glitch in it. And this morning, you know, we've been away for a week. We just got in last night. And because I eat a lot of vegetables, and so does Bob because I cook them, right? I was planting vegetables, and my garden is totally a mess because nobody's here to water it, right? So this morning I was manifesting. I said, okay, I really need somebody to help me with the garden. And the reason I'm mentioning this, it's like a cross fertilization of my manifestations that screwed up. All of a sudden the phone rang and it was really early, and it's the woman who used to do my gardening about 15 years ago. And she just phoned to tell me how much that she was going through a crisis. She thought of me and how much she loved me and how much they all remembered me. But I was trying to manifest a gardener.
Oh my gosh, how wonderful is that? Well, that's good stuff, honey.
I know, it's quite cute. It was a little cross stitch. I didn't get my garden helped, but I felt better.
Well, of course you did. Again, they're messing with us.
Well, also, I thought, you know, it's so magical right now. And if you kind of got to keep a little bit, focused and a little bit centered in what you're trying to do, because it's easy to slip up and down different channels, too.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. And on the flip side of this, there are a lot of magical manifestations. But there, I have somebody who went for jury duty today, and they said, you know, those of you that don't want, evidently they had more people than they needed. This was in New York. She ended up behind a woman who went into a seizure, and she is very much an empath and got this incredible headache and started she got hysterical, couldn't stop crying, and had to cancel her whole day. She had clients and so on. She wrote me first thing this morning. She was just undone. But again, there's a case of somebody who's incredibly empathic, picking up the what was going on with this woman in her own physiology. And she was so undone because she said, I did everything I could to protect myself, and it still didn't work. So we're going to have, you know, we're having to be, and I will say this to you people that, and I know that the team is working with us to help. In fact, she said to me, you know, the team had been in doing different things, capping her crown chakra and so on, preparing her even to go to participate in court. So I was very grateful to them for all of the help.
I'd like to say, are you finished that? Because I just wanted to make a comment.
Yes, go ahead.
That it's very easy for people to say, you know, in the healing mode, you really shouldn't take on other people's energy and so on. And, you know, I think that's pretty much impossible. I think the art is like what you're talking about, what the team did or what she did. It's really imperative that we constantly clear. Constantly, constantly. Because I don't know if it's possible the way things are whipping through changes to not take on people's energy as you walk on through. I'm not recommending we do it. I'm just saying it keeps happening, and people judge themselves for it. And I go, just keep clearing. Just don't.
There you go. And I agree with you. It is a matter of constantly clearing. And setting your boundaries, being really, really clear when before you walk out the door. I used to be terrible at this. You know, I would forget and, you know, go out and do this and do that. I'd still forget to bless my food before I eat it, which shows, you know, I'm just I'm lucky to get something down my throat. But I don't do that anymore. I am so only because, like Pavlov's dog, I finally got it. The bell went off enough times that I said, okay, I think I got it now. of course, the other thing that is happening, which is creating a lot of fear for people, support systems falling away. And this is something we haven't talked about before. But I got a call this evening from a woman who was referred to me by a very good friend of mine. And she said, she's a walk-in, and the man that referred her is a walk-in. And so she went on and explained, you know, what she does and what she does in the other realms and, you know, what she does here, what the body that she had the agreement with did before she got here. And so she's living two lives, which everybody really is anyway. Certainly everybody that's listening to this show is. And all the work that you're doing in the dream state and, you know, grids, and I mean, people are just doing amazing work. Eventually, you'll all know what you're doing. And she made a very interesting comment that this is the second time that she's been in the body that her whole support system on the other side of the veil completely left.
Oh my!
Changed. And there is nowhere for her to go for her normal form of support. Now, I found this very interesting. And
I've had that happen, Jackie.
Yes. And my whole system is in a shift as well. And they've brought in a very specialized, from what I can understand, very specialized team that is, from what we can tell, not of this universe, but from another universe, which always sounds so far away, but not really. But in order to assist me in being able to handle the frequencies and not have it create any kind of negative effect on my body, which is a very big deal for me. But it's also very different now what I'm finding. I mean, for a week now, phones have been absolutely a disaster. It took about 4 days to try to get the phone situation worked out so that when people called that they could at least hear me because there was so much static on the line. And I bought all new phones. You know, I'm on 6.0 digital, and I'm trying everything, you know, major upgrade in headset, and you know, nothing was helping. But what was interesting is they were bringing in even higher frequencies, but I wasn't feeling it like I'd been feeling it before. And it's a very interesting phenomenon. So, you know, it can be a little jarring when some of this happens if you feel like what you were used to doing or the way you were used to, you know, reaching information or specific, you know, because I tend to be very rote about what I do in terms of my preparations. It's just the energy feels different as it comes in now. It feels really clean and good and easy for me. But it's because they've made some really major adjustments and are continuing to. But for this woman, and I understand what you're saying, Veronica, it has happened as well. When did it happen to you, honey?
Several times in my history, maybe 7 years ago or 12 years ago, when I was deeply changing kind of every, looking for solutions when I was trying to redecide something about my values, very deep places of personal transformation, all of a sudden there was nothing there, and I knew, like, uh-oh, it's kind of initiation time, and there's no one to, there's no touchstone. It's up to me to move through this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the exact episode. I don't think it was episodes like difficulty with my daughter as much as, you know, those examples as much as just a really deep place of redeciding my truth, and that's been a very big issue for me.
That's a very interesting comment, and I what was interesting with this woman is that when she called, the moment she started to dial the phone, I started to explain to her about the team. She said, I've already met them. She said, the moment I started to dial your number, they instantly came in. and she thanked me because she felt very supported and loved, and it was a great relief to her to feel this wonderful support come in. So, but we can feel that at times when things are changing and there's kind of a changing of the guard going on.
On a human level, that happens to me periodically, too.
Well, that's where I was going next, is that is also happening, and I'm seeing it happening at the human level, where I think we're going to see a lot of changes in our close personal friends and distancing with family. You know, how about you, Veronica?
Yeah, I feel like there's just certain connections that are, I mean, I've been working on detachment again. Who isn't, right?
Yes.
But there's certain people that I could count on to be like a normal connection on a regular basis, just not working right now. And I feel it energetically, like, okay, that's gone, you know, and trying to be conscious of where I hang on to things, so releasing it. It's just been real interesting lately. Like we're out on a little life buoy floating around in the sea and not allowed to grab anything until you get through the path, whatever
that
is.
That's a great metaphor, an absolutely great metaphor. And what I'm seeing, and I'm feeling the same thing you are, what I'm seeing, though, is the moment that we let go, something new comes in. And when it comes in, it's coming in at a much different level of frequency and support. It's beautiful. It's just staying out of those dense moment emotions, staying out of the fear, okay, and allowing it to all happen and trusting that what is coming in is going to be totally different and better. And better.
And not
better.
Obsessing, like, oh gosh, it must be my hairdo. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's like not going back to see if you could retrieve it, but to keep going.
And to try, you know, again, I think as humans, we go into this kind of sadness about being alone and feeling, you know, we all need support systems on one level or another. But this sense of being alone or loneliness, which is kind of comes in waves for a lot of people, even if they have a strong, you know, support system, I'm just seeing this really, really shift. I'm fascinated in my own life and with many other people. So whether it's physical, even financial, whatever it is, that's falling away, trusting that it needs to go. And that some, I mean, I have this huge sense of all the support that we've got right now. And they're all standing on the other side of the veil going, just let go. Please, let go. It's when they moved me out of, Carmel and those claw marks that you see downtown Carmel along, along Ocean or Mine, you know. So anyway, if you are experiencing or having this sense of having had a relationship with your higher self or certain guides or whatever, and all of a sudden you're feeling like you're not there, don't worry. There'll be something else in its place. And no, you haven't pissed off anybody off, and yes, they love you.
But I do think sometimes they stand back and we can't access anything until we get through some decision-making of our own, you know?
Yes. That's absolutely true, and I actually had someone who wanted to change their life contract in terms of their role as a light worker and so on, and, you know, I was able to see their higher self standing there, and, you know, I mean, to do something like that in a session, I saw the intentions, and I went, oh, I don't know if I want to be any part of this. And
because it can be avoidance rather than...
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't judge what it is. It's just that I felt that it was a very big deal. And during the session, this person's higher self was there and gave total permission and, you know, in essence said, fine, okay, they're going to experience things very different as a result of this. And they need to experience that. And it was like, okay. So, you know, we are far more powerful than we realize.
That's what we're really trying to learn, isn't it? That's it right in a nutshell.
It is it in a nutshell. And it's, you know, the world as we know it right now, and there are lots of people and also beings that are working to distract us, to keep us in fear, and to keep us from taking our power. And, you know, I am not one to promote, you know, conspiracy theories and so on. I'm not a promoter. I tend to look at everything from a different perspective in terms of what is the really big picture, what's it really taking us to. But there is an investment in keeping people so distracted and so much in fear that they don't take the power. They don't remember who they really are. And it throws the balance of power into the other people's hands or the other beings' hands as well. And that's a concern. And so as long as we're not remembering how powerful we are, this planet, and we drop down, we allow ourselves to drop down into the collective, into the mass consciousness, we're not doing what we came here to do. That's
well, then
really
it's kind of
deal.
Slavery, isn't it? It's
mind
numb.
It is slavery.
Yeah.
And it's been around for a very long time. It didn't just happen.
You know, it builds up through generations, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and, you know, if you look at the overall evolution of this planet and there have been days when, you know, especially early in the morning, I guess, because I'm up at 5, and I'm being shown different things, and it's a bigger picture about what's going on. And when I see that, and I'm just like, whoa, whoa. And because we are a free will planet, it's being allowed to be played out.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the levels of destruction and devastation that it could, okay? You're not going to see the nuclear, at least not on a big scale. You're not going to see things that are going to affect, at this timing, our solar system and the universe. That will not be allowed. But as things are breaking apart, and when we look at the bigger picture, our political system, our financial systems, and this is global. This isn't just the United States. As all of this is happening, keeping our focus at a high level is going to be a challenge. And it is what we came here to do. This is such a big deal. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I can tell you, today I did my work. I did what I had to do. Yeah, I worried about my babies. I had my son here taking care of them because I couldn't hold them, you know, and work at the same time. But it did keep me a little distracted. There is no, I'll say more than a little.
Well, I want to mention something else, Jackie, is we went to a workshop with Rowena Kreider, who's a little bit older than we are, and has had a lot of philosophical and healing history, very dynamic artist woman. And she mentioned something interesting, which is always, you know how we hear follow your bliss, follow your joy, and you mentioned that earlier. But she warned us, she said, you know what, follow your joy no matter what, but it doesn't always, it's not always fun, it's not always easy, it's a lot of anguish, you know, because following your joy isn't about being in denial all the time. It's about following what's really deeply kind of your mission and your authenticity.
There you go.
Your
absolutely.
And sometimes it's not easy, but it's where we are joyful, isn't it?
Well, you know, Lazarus said this a long time ago, and it was about, it was a seminar he did umpteen years ago called Learning How to Have Fun. And I thought this was going to be a cinch. I cried more during that 3 days than I think I have my entire life. And
was it fun?
Oh, no, it was horrible. And what he did was talk about all the reasons that, you know, you kept from having fun and so on and so forth. But fun, as he's always said, was an ever-changing evaluation. From a higher perspective, coming here to participate in the evolution of this planet is the greatest gift we've ever been allowed to experience. And we really need to remember that this is an honor to be here. And believe me, from day to day, there may be days that sure as hell doesn't feel like it, but it is an honor to be here. And if you're here, other people, again, stepped out of the way, knew that you would be the one. And it doesn't mean you have to be out there actively, you know, working as a healer or a teacher or whatever. It means that you have influence. Don't underestimate what you're doing in the dream state, what you're doing when you pop in and out of your body and can't remember why you walked into another room. The other thing, again, is dropping down into the collective with these low energies. And what happens is we do get hooked in. We get, because of the addictive quality of these, and it may take a while for us to figure it out and find out that and remember that we have choice in order to step up and out. And we have to be really diligent about this. I mean, you know, I can't tell anybody to do this, but I sure as hell recommend it. You know, if you came here to make a difference, and it's not without challenge. This is not going to be a walk in the park. I will say that. It's going to take focus, and you're going to have to be strong, spiritually tough. You know, I have people that I hear about, you know, and they're all about joy, 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 and it's all fun, and uh-huh.
But it really helps to remember that we can feel the anguish or the striving or whatever it is that keeps us going, you know. And still be in joy.
We can, as long as we don't get hooked into. Because when you say anguish, when we get hooked into the addictive quality of those other emotions, it can really. This is the one, you know, with the whole fear issue. This is the reason it's been so difficult to break the hold of fear on the planet. The minute we drop into that body-brain chemical reaction that triggers all the old programs, we're screwed. And because everything comes flying in. And if it doesn't fly in the conscious state, it'll fly in the dream state. It literally is a trigger. And if you look at the amount of addiction going on out there, how pervasive it is. And these are kids that are constantly with media, constantly with their little, you know, text messaging and, you know, things plugged into their ears. And they're constantly getting inundated with frequency, frequency, frequency. And it doesn't matter how much money they have or anything else, but they're being hit with it, hit with it, hit with it. Data, data, information, information, and a lot of it loaded with fear, including the music. Including the music. So, the other thing is, you know, find everything you can. You know, tapes, books, I mean, plug them in everywhere you go. Meditation, I don't care what you do, to keep yourself and find a way to find things to be grateful for. I think that's really the biggest key. You know, instead of complaining about the price of gas, find a way to be grateful. Thank God I've got a car. Even if I have to push it. Okay. I'm going to bring in the team because I know they would like to talk to everybody. And with your permission. And just give me a minute. I talked longer than I had planned on tonight. Right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome.
And welcome to you.
Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you. And to you.
All right. It's the addictive qualities of these emotions. Now, this is something that we talked about a while ago. And for so many of you, worried about the future, worried about the future, what's going to happen to me? Whether it's the price of your home or your job, your health care, you know, is Social Security going to be around? You know, will my retirement plan have any money in it by the time I retire? For you younger ones, you know, am I with the man I'm supposed to be with? And, you know, are my children going to do all right? So much for all of you. Now, you're the one that begins the tone of your day. Pay attention to how you wake up in the morning. What are the first thoughts that cross your mind? Are you gripped with a sense of, oh my God, I have to do this and have to do that? Or, look, the sun is shining, a beautiful day. All right, it's going to be 112, but still a beautiful day. Taking a few moments in the morning to appreciate the song of the birds, the breeze in the trees, even if it's a little one, everyone, even if it's just a little one, and you're praying for a breeze. If you have to get up a little early to do it, then do it. You know, for those of you living in, you know, your apartments in New York, where, you know, you may need to get some kind of a thing that has bird songs on it, you know. Or get up in the morning and light a beautiful incense or put on beautiful music. Something. Sit down and enjoy your tea or coffee. And take a few moments to be in gratitude, to set the tone of your frequency be in control of you, of your impact, of your destiny. You're such powerful beings. And we understand you get caught up again in this collective rush. Gotta get here, gotta do this, gotta be that. Gotta have the right hairdo, the right fingernails, you know, the Botox, the lift this, tuck that. The right clothes, the whatever. But now it's time to tend your frequency. Just like you would go to the beauty parlor or to, you know. It's time to tend your frequency. What do you have to be grateful for in each morning? Certainly there's something. One, you're awake, right? You made it through the night. There's a good one. What else? Talk to your guides. Thank you for assisting me, for being there for me all the time. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for pushing me, nudging me, that I didn't make that silly decision the other day. Or would have taken me askew. For the wonderful people in your life, even though there may be others dropping out, for the people that have made a difference, or are making a difference. Many of you have friends that have crossed over. You know, take a few moments to reminisce about the good times, not the bad, you know. Hey, Joe, Bob, Mary, you know, Cheryl, love you, sending you love and light, you know. Hope you're watching over. I know you're doing your work on that side. Thank you. Don't be afraid to ask for assistance, by the way. Now, you can even call in certain people that you have, well, had great respect for, that may have crossed over to the other side of the veil. There are so many ways, you know, whether you walk or you exercise or you sing, and Veronica, we know you dance. And be grateful for the ability to move your body.
This morning I woke up at 5 a.m. and there were so many eagles singing, I couldn't believe it.
How beautiful.
Isn't that incredible?
And what a wonderful thing to be grateful for.
Yes, it was wonderful.
And what marvelous symbology. You see, when you take that time, you can play with symbology. What messages am I getting? In the wind. In the shadows, in the whatever. Talk to the trees. Take time to walk around your yard or garden and touch the plants. You know, if you have animals, play with them. And when the fear comes, and it will come, you'll feel the trigger. It's time now to start paying attention to the physiological responses you get with stress, frustration, anger, fear. What are they? Pay attention to your body. You're going to be surprised. The racing heart, some of you get clammy, shifts in blood pressure, you can feel it. Digestive problems. It's going to become more pronounced. Now, some of these things that are coming up are your guides prompting you. Look, pay attention here. Digestion, you know, emotions. Pay attention. pay attention. You're not digesting your emotions. You're not dealing with them. Time to deal with them. Start looking at everything as a message, just like for you, Veronica, with the ego. Messengers. Powerful messengers. How appropriate for you to hear their song.
Yes, wonderful.
Yes. What a wonderful thing to feel gratitude at the gift that you experienced. As your guides woke you up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Veronica, wake up and listen to this for you.
It's a veritable chorus.
Exactly. You see, some of you are missing the messages. You're still worried about getting things done and fulfilling obligations. And, oh, we would encourage you people, stay in the now moment. And as we said last week, work with your future self. Go to Lazarus.com. Not only is there one, there are like four different tape CDs, whatever they are. Wonderful meditations to help you connect with the future. The most exciting future, the most wonderful. There are other futures. Connect with that. And at the same time, stay in the now moment. Paradox. And you're going to start seeing your planet is rife with paradox. You're going to start seeing and recognizing more and more paradoxes. And through that, as you start seeing things fall apart in different areas, now, your life can be coming together in beautiful, elegant ways. Paradox. Paradox. Yes, it can happen. You're that powerful, people. You are that powerful. Pay attention to the friends that you have that speak negatively, that drag you down, that talk about nothing but problems, that complain about this and that and this and that and this and that. Doesn't mean you don't love them, but do recognize that if you can't steer the conversation to something more powerful, you may want to look at the time you spend with people like that. It's not serving you. And it's not serving them as long as they have a gear to complain. To stay in those lower densities, to stay in the collective, because this is choice time, people. This is when you're all making choices.
I think we only have 1 minute left.
Oh, all right, dear one. Well, we'd like to take an opportunity. Please tune in to Veronica's radio show on Tuesday.
Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, Radiance by Design, and 5 o'clock, Paradigm Shifters.
All right. And if we can, we'd like to take a moment to come right into your homes, if you are willing, to love you. And to give you an opportunity tonight to call us in, to work with you in a very loving way during your dream time. During your dream time. Remember, you have so much help, everyone. You are so incredibly loved. You are not doing this alone. Just because you can't see us doesn't mean we're not there. And there are far more of us than you realize. That you can count on. And so tonight, we touch your mind. We touch your mind. Yes. To put it at ease, to relax, to relax. The wiring shift here. Not to control you. No, no, no. No, no, no. To love you. To give you a sense of well-being. You are loved. All of you. Veronica, we love you as well.
Thank you so much. Much love to you.
We look forward to working with all of you in dream time. As you go to sleep, just say, dear team, please come work with me. We'll be there. We know all of you that are tuned in. Until we speak with you again, our dear ones, our love to you. Namaste.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Jackie.
Remember, a piece of us is in every one of you, and a piece of you is in us. It can be no other way. We love you, and we are all one. Good night.
Good night.